I wish I had an attorney to talk to. Wait a minute. I have Deb Giroux, an attorney at Butzel, on the other end of my line. I know this isn't what we're going to be talking about, but Deb, you saw the footage of the guy flying over the desk attacking the judge, right?
I did. My youngest daughter showed it to me. She was flabbergasted as well.
Well, I'm flabbergasted is the way we should all feel, but he only got 4 years for that. Doesn't that seem ridiculous?
It seems a little low. You got to question whether or not the 4 years was for the underlying crime that he was in front of her for, or if they haven't processed that. I haven't really looked at it. I saw the video. I don't know a lot about what the circumstances were in terms of if the 4 years was for the first offense, and then they haven't even processed the assault and battery and everything else on the judge.
Well, that'll be interesting to find out. And I appreciate you fielding that question. That's not what we have you here for. You do know a thing. You do know a thing or two about what we're talking about, which is the data breaches in healthcare, and they're nationwide and they're escalating in Michigan. More than 540 organizations across the country reported healthcare data breaches to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in 2023. Impacting 112 million individuals. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because that number is just what was reported to the Office of Civil Rights. We know from my experience and dealing with the forensic experts that there are a lot of people that aren't disclosing that. They aren't reporting it. So that number is actually lower than what probably is going on out there.
You know, I wondered about that.
It's not a huge number.
Yeah, it's a huge number, but it's probably bigger.
Yeah, we've always said that, you know, you never know how many actual breaches there are because people don't want to report it. The ones that you see, the 540 that was reported in, you know, to the Office of Civil Rights, those are just large data breaches. That doesn't even take into consideration the smaller ones under the HIPAA rules. Entities that have to report data breaches within 60 days have to do it if there's more than 500 individuals impacted. If there's less than 500 individuals impacted, they only do an annual reporting within the first 60 days of the following year. So that 540 is based on what we call large breaches.
And the problem here is that that companies traditionally don't want people to know about what they see as a failing or failure of their own systems to prevent this from happening. That's a sad story. I've even heard stories of people who are caught stealing money from the company, and they don't ever report it because they don't want people to know somebody was able to steal money from the company. I mean, this list goes on and on. But here's what we do know is that Deb Giroux, an attorney at Butzel, is co-chair of Butzel's healthcare industry team. This is an area that you specialize in, so you can tell us why in the world it seems that healthcare is a target in the first place, out of all the targets that are out there.
The easy answer and the unfortunate answer is because it's highly profitable for the cyber criminals. The type of data that healthcare entities collect on individuals, social security numbers, medical information, other financial records, such as insurance numbers, all of that has a huge value on the dark web. So, you know, years ago, I had this statistic, and it was somewhere around $10 to $20 per social security number that's sold on the dark web. So when you think about a data breach at a health system that has social security numbers impacted, and, you know, the largest one in 2023 was 11 million individuals, that's a lot of money. And so there's a huge financial gain for the threat actors going after healthcare. It's not a new phenomenon. Healthcare has been traditionally for the last, you know, 5+ years, the top industry for cyber criminals to attack.
What do you tell, not specifically about anyone that you represent, and I appreciate and understand that, but what would you tell members of the healthcare industry to do to get in front of this problem? Is there anything they can do?
There's a lot of things that they can do. You know, most health systems have really rigorous cybersecurity in place. And the problem is that the threat actors have gotten so sophisticated that even the best systems can be compromised. So, you know, what I tell my clients and what, you know, industry tells us is be diligent, be vigilant. Always look at your system, do, you know, risk assessments, have experts come in and review your systems, make sure there's no holes in the system. You know, speaking of holes, the MOVEit data breach is accountable for most of the huge data breaches that we've seen. And that wasn't even the healthcare system's issue. It was a subcontractor to the health system.
Right, right. Quick note, as time runs out of the quick note, let's say we get a note from a healthcare company or any company we do business with, and they tell us there's been a data breach. Is there something we, as the consumer, should do right away to protect ourselves?
Absolutely. Take up the credit monitoring that's offered for a little bit of protection. If your banking detail was problematic, reach out to your bank and put flags on your bank. And look at your explanation of benefits and other information that you get to make sure there isn't something on there that didn't happen to you. You didn't have a service that you're being billed for.
Good advice. As always, we appreciate it. Deb Giroux, attorney at Butzel, co-chair of Butzel's healthcare industry team. Thank you so very much for your expertise. We appreciate it.
Thank you.